You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, boys and girls. Great to be with you. It's a brand new week. Yes, we're starting off another one. It is Monday. It is the 23rd of January. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And we're just coming to 1 minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours to keep you company and get you to where it is you're going on this Monday morning. Looking at a few things relevant to the date, the 23rd of January, Bounty Day today is being celebrated. That's in the Pitcairn Islands. It's celebrated in commemoration of the burning of the Bounty by the mutineers. That was in 1790. And how do they celebrate? Well, they celebrate by burning model replicas of the Bounty. And it is National Pi Day today up in the United States, and that is not pi as in mathematics, it is actually a pie. And it is also World Freedom Day today in Taiwan and in South Korea.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And that's taking us back to 1991 when that was released. Life is a Highway. Tom Cochrane here on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what, if you're gonna have a life on the highway, one thing you've got to do is make sure you're not running on empty, which is like Jackson Brown. 7 after 7 this morning. Good morning, guys and girls. Mr. Jackson Brown and Running on Empty. If you are keeping on a time, we're 11 after the hour of 7 this morning, and it is a Monday, so it's a Music Monday going right through till 10. Checking in, of course, with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for our everyday story of country folk, and also chatting with Yasmin. How did the weekend go? Of course, the Jazz Festival, the 20th version, it's all over. What a fantastic week it was as well. I'll tell you what, nice bit of Deep Purple there, wasn't it? Strange Kind of Woman is what it's called. And that has brought us to, to this time of the morning. We're 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And tell you what, just looking out of the window, what type of day have we got? We've got a beautiful sunrise this morning. Oh, so what can I say? Oh, that's the way I like it. That's what Casey and Sunshine Band says as well. With you in this morning shower. KC and the Sunshine Band in the shower with you this morning. Right, out you get. Come on, off you go. There we go. Hope you're going to have a great Monday. We'll say we'll help you. We'll be with you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. And we'll get you off to where it is you're going, hopefully in a good mood. Taking a look at some of the other things relevant on today's date. If you want to go all the way back to the year 1510, Henry VIII of England. Well, he was only 18 years of age then. He appears incognito in the list at Richmond. This is for jousting and is applauded for his jousting before he reveals his true entity.
Looking into watch a good time, waiting in the station for.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That is called My Type. That comes from a band, they call themselves Saint Motel. It's an American indie pop band coming out of Los Angeles, whose music has been described as everything from dream pop to indie prog. The band consists of AJ Jackson on lead vocals, guitar, piano, Aaron Sharp, the guitar, Dak Le Damov Prong on bass, and Greg Irwin on drums.
Come on.
Let's go back in time. Mr. Jimmy Jones and Handyman. We could all do with one of those, couldn't we? 29 minutes, boys and girls, right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde, and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros. Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, ven a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos! ¡Y llegó el verano! ¡Salud, pero Alfredo Robo para invitar!
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431 0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Vale Motors.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you this morning. It is Monday. It is the 23rd of January. Now, taking a look at some of the international news and business headlines for this Monday morning. Investigators scrambled on Monday to discover why a 70-year-old gunman opened fire in a California dance hall popular with older patrons and killed 10 people before fatally turning the gun on himself hours later. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said that the reasons behind the Lunar New Year massacre carried out by Hu Kantan on Saturday night remains elusive. Poland's Prime Minister said on Monday that his government would ask Germany for permission to send Leopard tanks to Ukraine and plan to send them, well, whether or not Berlin agreed. And Germany's Foreign Minister had said on Sunday that Berlin would not stand in the way if Poland wanted to do so. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visited South Africa on Monday for talks with one of his country's most important allies on a continent that is divided over the invasion of Ukraine and related Western attempts to isolate Moscow. Lavrov met his South African counterpart, Naledi Pandor. This was after flying in earlier in the day on a trip some South African opposition parties and the small Ukrainian community have condemned as insensitive. Pakistan's national grid suffered a major breakdown on Monday, the power ministry said, leaving millions of people without electricity for the second time in 3 months and highlighting the infrastructural weakness of this heavily indebted nation. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida pledged on Monday to take urgent steps to tackle the country's declining birth rate, saying it was now or never for the world's oldest society. Our nation is on the cusp of whether it can maintain its societal functions, Kishida said in a policy speech at the opening of this year's parliamentary session. It's now or never when it comes to policies regarding births and child rearing. It is an issue that simply cannot wait any longer, he added. Brazil and Argentina aim for greater economic integration, including the development of a common currency. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Argentine leader Alberto Fernandez said in a joint article that they penned, "We intend to overcome the barriers of our exchanges, simplify and modernize the rules, and encourage the use of local currencies," says the text published on the Argentine website Perfil. European stock indices rose slightly in early trading on Monday, supported by hopes that inflation could be past its peak, as markets softened their expectations for future Federal Reserve rate hikes. Liquidity was thin overnight as markets in China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea and Taiwan were closed for the Lunar New Year holiday. At 9.47 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index was up 0.3%, this is on the day, holding just below the week's highs. And European stocks at 600 and London's FTSE were both at 0.2% on the day. Signs of inflation softening. Causing falls in commodity prices and the easing of China's COVID-19 restrictions have raised hopes so far this year that a global economic downturn may not be as severe as feared. Sterling hit a 7-month high against the dollar in Asian hours on Monday, supported by economic data that showed the British economy was performing better than feared, and that also drove expectations of more interest rate hikes or increases. The pound hit $1.24475 in early trading on Monday, its highest level since June 10th of 2022. $1.24, not bad. China's Geely is planning a big investment to turn the maker of London's iconic black taxis into a high-volume all-electric brand with a range of commercial and passenger vehicles, executives at the unit told Reuters. And the global auto industry has committed $1.2 trillion to developing electric vehicles, providing a golden opportunity for new suppliers to grab contracts providing everything from battery packs to motors and inverters. And lastly for this morning, Spotify Technology, they've joined quite a few others in planning layoffs as soon as this week to cut costs. Bloomberg News reported on Sunday, and joining the likes of Alphabet, Amazon and Microsoft, who have cut thousands of jobs recently. It's going to be difficult finding people for all those positions. They'll have to go make things for electric cars, I guess. time on The Breakfast Show. We are coming down to 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And let's get back to the music with Texas.
Give a damn, you're hiding from the truth of your mistakes.
That is Texas. Must be my theme tune. Just Want to Be Liked is what it's called. Breakfast Show, we're 20 and a half minutes exactly before the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local news for you as well. Good mornings going out to Mary Lou this morning, as always, with us bright and breezy. And also this is going out to Renee and Rick. And it says here, it's got to just finished the floors. It's a terrible life, isn't it? Just finished doing the floors. We went to a Marks and Spencer food market over the weekend. Gosh, you know, that's something I do miss. We found a tin of refried beans, which was exciting because I've never seen them here. Our favourite with Mexican food, making fajitas for dinner tonight. Oh, you asked if we could play a piece of music for you? I'll do that. A bit of a coincidence here, because you probably heard at the bottom of the air there, our new advertisers with us here on The Breakfast Show, Ashley. Ashley Furniture. And there's a picture of a lovely dining room suite. Ashley Furniture! That's where we got our dining room table set, here in Athens, in Greece. So, yeah, but you don't have to go that far now, you see, because they're here. So, everybody, thanks very much for that. That's going out to Renee and Rick. You asked if we could play a piece of music, and it's this one. Comes from Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
Hi, Ali, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? What's your name?
Billy.
Wee, I like that name. Have you been a good little boy?
Yes. Yes.
How old are you, Billy?
26. I'm an entertainment lawyer in Beverly Hills.
I'm really hot, though.
been real fun, Billy.
Bonnie Raitt and something to talk about. I tell you what we did do at the weekend, good lady and myself. This was on Friday night, because Friday night is always a good one for me, I don't have to work on Saturday morning. And we went to the concert at Atlapa, and that was Chucho Valdez. He was the second player, but the first act was a lady called Catherine Russell. And I'll be honest with you, I'd never heard of Catherine Russell before, but I'll tell you what, by the time she finished, I was in love. This lady, what an amazing voice. Her history, though, is really quite stunning as well. She was born back in 1956. American jazz and blues singer, best known for an album she brought out in 2016 called Harlem on My Mind. Now, her father, and she played a lot of the music that her father wrote, was Luis Russell, Panamanian-born pianist and leader of one of the most impressive big bands on the early New York jazz scene, after leading a group in New Orleans and moving to Chicago, where she worked with King Oliver, who gave Louis Armstrong his first big break. She later became Louis Armstrong's longtime musical director, Her mother, Carlene Rae, held degrees from both the Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music and performed with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. This was during World War II. She later performed with Doc Cheatham and Winter Marshalls, along with others. Now, Russell's music obviously began as a child. As a young girl, she was steeped in early jazz from the 20s and 30s, the recordings by her father's orchestra, right through to the 40s and 50s. So I thought I must put a couple of tracks from Catherine Russell in this morning's program. This is Let Me Be the First to Know.
The tune Let Me Be the First to Know from a Dinah Washington collection called Back to the Blues. And it just reminds me, this is another lyric that is very close to me because this has happened to me. You know, if you don't love me anymore, tell me first. Don't ask my neighbors. Don't let me hear it from everybody else, you know. So when I heard this tune, it just spoke to me.
Forever is a million times.
idea. What can I say? Kathleen Russell there. And let me be the first to know what an amazing voice she has. What a concert she gave us on Friday night. In fact, in the mid-1980s, she often visited a Manhattan club where guitarist Jimmy Vivino was the band leader. And one evening she was invited to sing on stage with musician Donald Fagen. Now, of course, he's of the band Steely Dan. Well, soon afterwards, Russell was invited to tour with Fagen's New York Rock and Soul Review. And in 1990, that was in 1992. Now, when Steely Dan reunited in 1993, Fagen, he invited her to join them. And she toured with them right through till 1996.
Thank you.
And there we go, reeling in the years from Steely Dan. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're right up there at the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the United States, is already in Panama. Come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde and find that price that you're looking for each space in your home and live the Ashley experience.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros. Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración de Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos! ¡Te esperamos!
If you're just about to go off on a summer vacation, driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
This morning's news was brought to you thanks to Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the USA.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder, but through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now, I've traveled so far to change.
Can't stop now, I'm trying.
And there we go. Foreigner, and I want to know what love is. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are just coming down to 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Here on the Breakfast Show, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. And a big thanks to our sponsors for the news, Ashley Furniture. Do pop along. And I mean, you don't have to go as far as Renee and Rick, you know, over to Greece, because they're here. So do check them out. Right, let me see. I'm going to have two in the row for you. We're going to start off with Love Is All Around.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Down to die.
There we go. Lovely guitar work there. But that's Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky. Before that, Love is All Around, the Troggs. And that one by Norman Greenbaum, Spirits in the Sky. Very successful for him. And Norman Greenbaum, by the way, American singer-songwriter, primarily known for that song, Spirit in the Sky. He was born in a place called Malvern in Massachusetts and was raised in an Orthodox Jewish household and attended Hebrew school at Congregation Beth Israel. His initial interest in music was sparked by Southern blues music and the folk music that was popular back then in the 1950s and 1960s. It did go somewhat psychedelic for a while as well. With songs like The Eggplant That Ate Chicago. The song Spirit in the Sky submitted an original song to Reprise Records. Now, his demonstration recording was a simple folk rendition with Greenbaum accompanying himself on acoustic guitar. Well, Reprise Records handed Greenbaum to staff producer, a guy called Eric Jacobson, who radically rearranged the song for a new recording session. Updated version, now with pulsing electric guitar, synthesized effects, gospel-style backup singers, yes, all on one record, and an insistent rhythm accompanying Greenbaum as well. And that his vocal, by the way, was double-tracked. Time on the breakfast show, and I think it's probably around about this time, don't you?
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry! Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's Monday. We had a great little weekend. Had to travel to Coronado more times than I care to mention. You know, one of those things, we were out there getting things for the puppy dog, like a crate and things like that, and an extra leash and stuff for her. Saw this great table that would look great outside in the back patio. So I said, oh, okay, and they didn't have any more of the chairs in boxes, so they said, okay, we'll give you a table here, and here's some chairs from the floor. So we took it home. We got it home. It was the wrong color table. I was like, well, shoot. So we waited till Sunday, and I took it back on Sunday. So, and I made sure that they opened the box. We looked inside. Yep, it was gray. Well, brought it home, and wouldn't you know, the table was broken. Oh, so it's not enough just to look for the color. You have to go open it up, check it out, make sure it's not broken, make sure everything. So, you know, and I know better. I know better that you're supposed to open these things up all the way and look at it and examine it and touch it, kick the tires, roll the wheels, you know, whatever. And I didn't do that. Well, oh well. So I've had me a number of trips back and forth to Coronado. And when I told the clerk who was helping me, you realize that I go all the way to El Valle each time I come back, and his eyes just went, ooh. So, you know, it was nice that they didn't make me do the paperwork the second time. But the first time, boy, they checked every ounce of paperwork, made sure everything was fine, which is great. I mean, I do like the service there. They're a great bunch of people. But let's get to this gorgeous weather we have. Oh, my goodness. There's Tortuga with some sun shining on her. She's so beautiful. Hi, Tortuga. One of the prettiest mountains. And over there is the rising sun. Now, just to remind you guys, if you hold the rising sun in your right hand, then you're facing north. And this week, between now and February the 3rd and 5th at the latest, get outside at nighttime and look into the northern hemisphere, the northern sky. There's supposed to be a green comet that only comes around once every 50,000 years, and we should be able to see it with binoculars if you're in a low-light situation. Now, out here, hey, leave the pretty tad alone. Out here, we should be able to see it, but I don't think you're going to be able to see it in the city. So, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio!
This table has fostered legs, a heart of very near wild oak, when others would have screamed out loud, my friend. This one never even spoke. I've been sat upon, ooh, I've been spied upon, ooh, I've been treated like a bed, been carried like a stretcher when someone thinks they're dead. I've been dined upon, ooh, I've been whined upon, ooh, I've been taken for a fool, taken for a dance when they should have been at school. Tables being pushed against the dark, when tempers, well, tempers flare at night, banged upon with knuckles clenched, my friend, when someone thinks that they are right.
I've been sat upon, ooh. I've been spied upon, ooh. I've been treated like a pet, been carried like a stretcher when someone thinks they're dead. I've been dined upon, ooh. I've been whined upon, ooh. I've been taken for a fool, taken for a dance when they should have been at school. Tables only turn when tables learn. Put me on a bonfire, watch me burn. Treat me with some dignity, don't treat me like a slave, or I'll turn to the coffin in your grave. I've been sat upon, ooh. I've been spat upon, ooh. I've been treated like a bed, been carried like a stretcher when someone thinks they're dead. I've been dined upon, ooh. I've been whined upon. I've been taken for a fool, taken for a dance when I should have been at school. Tables only turn when tables learn. Put me on a bonfire, watch me burn. Treat me with some dignity, don't treat me like a slave, or I'll turn into the coffin in your grave.
Couldn't resist that one. We seem to be able to find music for everything on this program, don't we? That's the beautiful South. It's called, well, it's called The Table, of course. The Life and Times of the Table. And a big thanks to Ingrid for that. As for the weather, she says it's beautiful. Well, today, it's beautiful here in the city. I can tell you that as well. I know what Mary Lou's going to say. Too hot.
We fell in love, high school sweetheart. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife, forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patient, the time we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is true. It's too hot, too hot, baby. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, baby. We gotta cool the sandals, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love. Took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you and changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts more and in our minds. I can't imagine that this love is true. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, baby. We gotta cool the sand. What a mess we made so long ago. You were my love.
go. Yes, there we go. That's too hot. Cool in the gang. And say one thing. Mary Lou agrees, but she says, too hot. Definitely too hot. She says, she says, I nearly melted going to work.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
People's there and don't stop the music. Well, we're going to do our best going right through till 10. Time right now is 19 before the hour of 9. If you missed the news at 8, well, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. It is the 23rd of January. It is a Monday. Looking at some of the things relevant to today's date. If we go back to the year 1571, the Royal Exchange in London was founded by financier Thomas Gresham and was opened by Queen Elizabeth I. Poland on this day in 1793 is partitioned by Russia, Austria and Prussia. And now Poland is going to send them a gift. tanks, apparently. 1823, the USA recognizes Argentina and Chile. And back in 1849, English-born Elizabeth Blackwell became the first woman in America to receive a medical degree. It was from the Medical Institution of Geneva in New York. So there we go. Let's just look at some of this day in history. There we go, Mark Ronson and Valerie. Valerie, version revisited, featuring Amy Winehouse, of course. You can't mistake that voice, can you? Right, back to some of the things relevant to today's date, 23rd of January. Here's quite an interesting one. In the year 1897, this is Elva Zona Heister. Is found dead in a place called Greenbrier County in West Virginia. The resulting murder trial of her husband is perhaps the only case in United States history where the alleged testimony of a ghost helped secure a conviction.
Ghostbusters! ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh,
That is Rod Stewart and Walking in the Sunshine, which I can tell you with great authority, having looked outside the studio window. It's something you can be doing this morning, walking on sunshine. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way. Well, not making our way. We are 5 and a half minutes. And that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. You wouldn't believe the clock was only about a foot and a half away from my face, would you really? We got there in the end. This is Taylor Dane on The Breakfast Show. With every beat of my heart, take us up to the top of the hour. That's it, yes. There we go with Taylor Dane and Every Beat of My Heart. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour on 89.3 Call FM. Still got an hour to go after the news, and we'll be checking in with Yasmin, see how it went for her. She went off to the closing of the jazz festival the other night. Also, of course, this weekend, a lot of celebrations going on in town for the Chinese New Year. Yep, it's the year of the bunny rabbit. And, so I guess the thing to say to all our Chinese listeners, Gong Yi Fa Choi. Happy New Year. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
This morning's news is brought to you thanks to Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the USA.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros, Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, ven a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. Te esperamos. Te mercamos.
Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the United States, is already in Panama. Come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde and find that price that you're looking for each space in your home and live the Ashley experience.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Make it last. Make the praise. Let the flame linger low. Let the fire burn longer and slow. Till this moment is lost to the past.
Lovely, yes. That was Catherine Russell, as I mentioned, went to see her at the jazz festival at the Atlapa on Friday night. Absolutely incredible lady, stunning. I say earlier on, if you were listening, I mentioned that I hadn't heard of her before, but I haven't stopped playing her letter since all weekend. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are about 18 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of nine. We're going to take another piece of music. Then we'll be checking in with Yasmin. See how her weekend went and how busy she's going to be today.
I never have given you a second look, but I like the way you don't give a damn. You seem like someone I could pick a fight with and dance all night with. Maybe you like me the way I am. And even though you got bad tattoos and smell like booze, I'm into you. And even though you got an attitude, baby, I'm in love. I'll say a little too much, I'm a little bit drunk. Feels like I know you so well. You could be everything that I've been missing. I'm coming out of my shell, and I'll never do that. How did you do that? It's like I've known you my whole life. So what, we're a little drunk. Let's go home together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go home together.
I'm never that good in a crowded room. But everything stopped when I just saw you. You seem like someone I could be myself with, no defenses. Maybe you like me the way I am. Even though it's always too fast, I can't stop looking at your eyes. Head's done every time you laugh. Baby, I'm in love.
A little too much.
that I've been missing.
You could be everything to me.
I'm a little drunk, need a little love. Could be everything that I've been missing.
Damn, that's what she said before. Anyway, there we go. That's Ella Henderson together with Tom Green in there. Let's go home together. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, and it's time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and how was your weekend?
Well, the whole week was crazy.
Take a deep breath. It's a new week.
Yeah. Yes. Now we are in reality. We are back to reality.
So now you, I could, because there was a bit of a conflict over the weekend. So one of the reasons we didn't go, manage to get to the jazz festival on Saturday, because it was Chinese New Year as well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my good lady, mm-hmm. she's Chinese, so we did things for that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, anyway, it was a good weekend. And so, what time did you get to the jazz festival on Saturday?
2:30, I guess.
Oh, so nice and early.
Yes. It was supposed to start at 3, but it started like at 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it's better, you know, to be there early.
Oh, yeah. I saw the crowds.
Yes, to get a fine parking, mm-hmm. and to get a fine place there at the concert, mm-hmm. so it was nice. We got food, we got pizza. Everybody were asking where we got the pizza.
We bought it with us. Well, have you not heard of Uber Eats? It took them a while to find us, but we ordered it on Wednesday last week.
Yeah, so it was fine. It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. Okay. And what time did you stay till?
Until 10.
Oh, wow.
We left at 10, yeah. But wow. My sister stayed there, mm-hmm. until 12. That was the end.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah.
So, oh, good. And so this week then is a little easier on you, is it?
Oh, yes, hopefully.
Anything today?
No, not today.
Oh, good.
During the week, yeah, I got
have a nap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and work.
Oh, and work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the way, tell me, how did Ian get on with his workshops last week?
Well, he was happy with everything, and also at the concert on Saturday, he was excited about listening to his teachers because they were playing at mm-hmm. at the concert on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, "Oh, that's that teacher. That's the other one. That's the other one." Yeah, he was happy with everything.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Did he get a chance to meet our guest, Hilly, from last week?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's given him some inspiration.
Oh, yes, of course.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully then you'll be able to sort of sit back and relax this week a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We'll do our best.
Yes.
And, right, we've got a couple of people born on this day of music. Who's your first one this morning?
Uh-huh. The first one is Anita Pointer.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in 1948. Singer and American R&B singing group The Pointer Sisters, who had the 1981 U.S. number 2 single Slow Hand and the 1984 U.K. number 2 single Automatic. The Pointer Sisters have won 3 Grammy Awards and had 13 U.S. top 20 hits between 1973 and 1985.
Okay, here's Slow Hand.
Thank you.
And there we go. That is the Pointer Sisters and Slow Hand. Breakfast show time. We're just coming down to the bottom of the hour. Of course, we're chatting right now with Yasmin, who's having a little bit of a breather this week, all being well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So relaxed.
So I tell you what, I mean, we play a lot of music. I've never asked you, what's your favorite type of music?
Ballads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or romantic songs.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the next one's not so romantic. Well, it might be romantic.
I'm not a good singer, but I love to sing, you know. I don't like a lot of songs like without lyrics. Mm-hmm. I prefer the ones with lyrics.
Okay.
So I can sing. Just for me.
Are you gonna well, you can sing along to our next one then.
No.
And who is our next one?
Ah, the next one is Bill Cunningham. Mm-hmm. He was born in 1950. Bass, piano, at the Box Tops.
Ah, yeah.
Who had the 1967 US number one and UK number five single, The Letter.
Now, I was trying to think. Let me see if I can remember the opening of this song.
Okay.
Get me a ticket for an aeroplane. Let's see if I'm right.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
There we go. That's it. The letter.
That was quick.
Yes. Those were the days, I think, because that was, let me see exactly how long was that one? That was 1:53.
Yeah, wow.
Of course, in the oldie days, mm-hmm. when I used to do radio, mm-hmm. most of the songs were about that long, 2 to 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was very difficult trying to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
You couldn't ask somebody to go for you, could you? You get somebody could get you coffee, but they...
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, look, you enjoy the rest of today.
Thank you very much.
And we've got... a Music Tuesday tomorrow as well, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. But we've been making... See, later in the week, let me see what we got. We got All Being Well in... Oh, you've crossed off Andreas.
Oh, but his space is there.
His what?
His space is
there. Yeah, his space is there. Mm-hmm. But you know what I like with names? I'm lucky I remember.
Yeah.
Aprochipa is coming in to talk to us, mm-hmm. and that's going to be on Wednesday at 9:30. And I saw them yesterday making their kites.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they were making their kites. So that was...
They had a contest, right? Or it's not... No, I guess it's next weekend.
I think it is probably next weekend. But they were showing people how to make them, and that's cool.
Ah, okay.
And then, that's little writing. We got Alex on Thursday, and little writing.
Rodolfo. Mr. Rodolfo from Panama Convention Center.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, mm-hmm. excellent. All right, so that's good. Interesting week.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be the weekend after Friday.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yes, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too.
All right, thank you for Born on This Day in Music. And getting back to the music.
like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Ooh.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh no, they don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
She don't ask for things.
And the first of those two, and that was Marshall and Marshall Hayne, dancing in the city. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're just 19 minutes before 10 o'clock. The last one, Ain't No Woman, like the one I got, that was written by a guy called Dennis Lambert, together with Brian Potter. Released a single by The Four Tops, that's what we just played, on the ABC Dunhill record label, from the album Keeper of the Castle. Peaked at number 4, that was on the US Billboard Hot 100, the weeks of April the 7th and 14th of 73, and number 1 on the Cashbox Top 100, the latter of those 2 weeks, and became a gold record. The song was originally recorded, though, by the singing trio of Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds, and released on their 1972 album, Hallway Symphony. O.T. Sykes, Stone Crush on You.
That I need someone like you.
Stone Crush on you, O.T. Sykes. And just looking back to the year 2018, which isn't so long ago, is it? It was on this day that a 7.9 magnitude earthquake occurs in the Gulf of Alaska. It's tied, actual fact, as the sixth largest earthquake ever recorded in the United States. But nobody lives in Alaska. No reports of significant damage or fatalities. ABBA. I still have faith in you.
I still have faith in you. I see you there was a union of heart and mind, the likes of which are rare and oh so hard to find. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there, for I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. I still have faith in you, and I would say I never really thought I'd feel this way, but I remind myself of who we are, how inconceivable it is to reach this far. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. It stands above
crazy things we did, it all comes down to love. Do I have it in me?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
No, I can't forget this evening. Though your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way it is. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know.
Tell you what a lovely way to end the program. That is Nilsson, and Without You, and that was, as I say, preceded by ABBA, and I Still Have Faith in You. It is time for us here at the Breakfast Show Studio to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. Do our best. And big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. I must admit I had a little bit of a chuckle about the table story. But, I mean, every time you've got to go backwards and forwards, it takes a lot. And probably made it quite an expensive table. Anyway, thanks for that, Ingrid. And also a big thank you, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. We did a couple of tracks of Born on this day today. So she deserves a rest. She was very busy last week because we were saying, weren't we, last Monday, it was beginning of the Jazz Festival. And, of course, it's all over for another year. Just time flies by, doesn't it? So also a big thank you to my co-producer, Neil Danby. He's back here with us in Panama for a little while, which is great. He came over with us last night, and we had dinner. Got rather partial to the Pedro Mandinga New Geisha coffee. does go down rather easily. So a big thanks to Neil. Big thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Granada who keep us up and running every day. And also a big thank you to, well, of course, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. If you want to join us as a listener, a sponsor, or just or an advertiser as well, just drop us a WhatsApp. The number is 677-188-22. All right, 677-188-22. Or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. Well, it just reminds me to say, please, do join us tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. So take it easy today, because what do we want to be doing at 7 tomorrow? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.